voting might seem simple enough. You head to your precinct, fill out your ballot, and feed it through a machine. But the scenarios election workers face at the polls can get a lot more complicated. Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry headed to a poll worker training in Anchorage to learn the ins and outs of voting in Alaska ahead of the primary later this month.
About 10 volunteers stand around a table watching poll worker Darlene Heiser during a mock election. She's been volunteering for close to 10 years and still stumbles on some of the questions. It's a lot to remember. Scenarios range from voters coming in without identification, to absentee voters wanting to vote in person, to this.
Hi. I know it's 8:02, but there was a bad accident on Lake Otis, and I got here as quickly as I could, and I'm not a bad person, and it was an act of God.
Well,
can we please vote anyway?
We could certainly set you up with the question ballot, because we've already closed the polls.
That's Julie Hussman with the Division of Elections, stepping in with guidance. It's been a hard year for recruiting, she says. They run a youth ambassador program that pays high school students to work the polls, and they employ members of the Job Corps program. But most of their workers are volunteers.
Part of the reason we don't have the election workers that we've had, because the people who have consistently done it for years and years, they are aging and they can't do it anymore, and so we're not getting that new, fresh, young blood to continue on.
She explains that in the primary election, candidates for the Democratic, Independents, and Libertarian parties are listed on one ballot, and Republicans are listed on the other. Registered Republican, undeclared, and nonpartisan voters can opt for either ballot, while the others only get one choice. And that's because each party makes its own rules. Hussman says maintaining voter privacy while helping them understand their options is imperative.
Let's say they have a choice of a ballot. You would say, you have the choice of the either ballot. Could you please point to the one you'd like to receive? And so then they would point without having to state it out loud.
The state prohibits electioneering within 200 feet of a polling place, and that includes carrying signs, wearing a candidate's T-shirt, campaign button or hat, or discussing ballot measures, she explains. Then she demonstrates how to feed a sample ballot into a sturdy black box.
Music to our ears!
Their current equipment is slated to be upgraded by 2020. Still, Hussman says that the current system doesn't compromise security. She cautions volunteers to always keep equipment and ballots under lock and key, and then asks for any questions. A new volunteer pipes up.
Any kind of ID works for this? It doesn't have to be a photo?
Nope. In the state of Alaska, we do not ask for photo ID.
Over the last decade, several states have passed new voter ID laws. Proponents of the laws say they combat election fraud. Opponents say the laws target vulnerable populations who may not have easy access to photo identification, like the homeless.
A lot of places may not have a way of getting a photo ID. Let's go out to a village. Maybe they do not have the accessibility to get a photo ID.
Hussman says that Alaska has other ways of combating voter fraud. For example, their system tells them if a voter has already cast an absentee ballot or voted early. A utility bill, or in many cases, a verbal identification from someone working at the polling place, is enough to confirm someone's identity. She ends the 3-hour training with a touch of humor.
Don't be scared. It's going to be okay. All right? We'll give out one ballot is my main thing. One ballot.
Voters can also choose to vote early or absentee. Early voting starts August 6th. The August 21st primary includes 9 gubernatorial candidates and Alaska's U.S. representative seat. The general election takes place on Tuesday, November 6th. In Anchorage, I'm Erin McKinstry.